The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, friends. Welcome, welcome, members, friends, visitors. Welcome to you all. It is good to be here together, and together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It is Good Shepherd Sunday, and we gather around the message that Jesus is our good shepherd. Let us begin together with the words printed in our bulletin. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And I invite all those who can stand to stand now, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Yeah. us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. And defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God.
How are you guys? Good. Thank you for being here. We're delighted you're here. Hopefully you had a great weekend in Newport. So come back and visit us often.
Still has his pants.
I do. still have my parents, and I still do. They visited them last time they were here. Well, today, Jesus says, I am the door. What do doors do? They doors open and close, right? What else do they do? Well, why do they open and close? Yeah, so we can go in and out. So the question today is, what type of door is Jesus? So I have a bit of a thing I want to illustrate here. Hopefully I don't make a mistake here. But I need your help. This is a door, right? I know, it's heavy. Yeah. Work with me here, people. It's a door! I need you to hold one end of the door. Tightening. Okay, so you are in the, let's say, the outside of this door, right? So, but Jesus says, I am the door. And the great thing about Jesus is he loves us so much that even though you're on the outside, look at that, you're now on the inside. Jesus is the door, and he invites us all into the love of God. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll clap our hands. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Hear now the word. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm this morning, found on page 6 of your bulletin. This might be arguably the most well-known and beloved psalm that we do, so we're going to do it a little bit differently this morning. I just couldn't live with myself if I deprived you of the opportunity of singing this with me. I'll do the first two light print lines and verses, and then join me as we all sing together the remainder of Psalm 23.
My shepherd, I shall not be in want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me for your name's sake.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Hear now the word. It is a commendable thing if, being aware of God, a person endures pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do good and suffer for it, this is a commendable thing before God. For to this have you been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They would not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was saying. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out to find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, friends, the fourth Sunday of Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday. And we always forget this every year. We'll probably forget it next year, too. But the fourth Sunday of Easter is Good Shepherd Sunday. And the tradition that arose that gives us this is the Sunday we pause for two reasons. One, to remember that Christ is the Good Shepherd. But it's also a day arising out of the Catholic tradition to speak. speak of vocation. That is, to remind people that there is a vocation called priest and monk, and to invite people into that holy vocation. Now, I do not like bashing another tradition, and I'm not going to do that today. But I will say that the Lutheran understanding of vocation is quite different. And so I still want to say this is Good Shepherd Sunday, and we should remember Christ as the Good Shepherd. And now let's briefly, as a preamble, talk about vocation for a minute. And friends, you are all called to love God and your neighbor. There is no other calling for the Christian. Vocation simply is where in the world you live out that call. There is no vocation better or worse than another. The baker is baking the daily bread that we all pray for. The janitor who is cleaning the baker's equipment is cleaning the equipment that will bake your daily bread that we all pray for. And on it goes. All work is holy and sacred. All work is important. And all of us are called to live out our faith, to love God and our neighbor, in whatever location you find yourself at the moment. Now, perhaps some of us in this room have the vocation of retirement. God bless you. You are still called to love your neighbor and God. And for the rest of us who are working, we do our call the same in whatever space that we occupy. Now, as a preamble, there you have it. Now let's turn to our text for a moment. I know we're halfway through already. But I'd also like to point out, and we will be journeying in this text for the next 3 years. It's a little bit a weird way to go through John chapter 10, but that is our lectionary. I want to remind everyone, or point out, that John chapter 10 has a context. And the context is a text that we had earlier in Lent, which is the man born blind. Remember, Jesus is walking with his disciples. They see this man born blind, and the disciples ask him, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus says, "No one who was born blind, so that the power of God can be manifested in him." And then he heals him. It's also a Sabbath day, and then controversy ensues. And ultimately, this man who had received his sight, who doesn't know who Jesus is, who confesses that he must be from God because he healed me, is kicked out of the community, and out he goes wandering, and there Jesus finds him. He still doesn't know who Jesus is, but Jesus finds him. And he speaks to him, and the Pharisees gather around him to listen to that conversation. And this chapter, John chapter 10, is the continuation of that discussion. I know sometimes when we hear this text, we think this might be a stump speech from Jesus. But this is a specific conversation he is having with the man born blind, telling him that indeed he is part of this flock, and that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Now, speaking of good shepherds, even though that is the name of our Sunday, you will notice Jesus has not yet called himself the Good Shepherd. No, friends, you have to wait another year for that. But he does say, I am the door. I know calling it Good Door Sunday would be a little awkward. But I am the door. This is a reference, an image back in the ancient world when sheep pens typically just had four walls and an opening in one wall. And the shepherd, the gatekeeper, would bring the sheep in and they would lay down at that opening. See, literally and symbolically, the shepherd is the door. And doors let people in and let people out. So which one is it? What is Jesus trying to convey? And I ask you to remember the man born blind. As Jesus is speaking to him, he is surrounded by all the religious figures who have been the gatekeepers to keep him out. And Jesus reminds us all that as Jesus himself and alone, who is the door that opens up for us to enter the love of God. It's not an institution that controls that access. It is a person. It is Jesus. And all are invited in. And finally, friends, I said invited in, but pay attention to verse 9. Jesus says, they come in and they go out. And there, my friends, is the vocation. We are all invited in to the love of God, into the community of faith, into the abundant life of God's love. And we are invited out, to go out into the pastures of the world to love God and love our neighbor. With the promise that when we do that, we will find abundance. Friends, Christ is the door. We are invited in. We are invited out to go. And here is our table with the wine that overflows, the bread that is always abundant. Come and eat. Your place is here because Christ has opened the door for us all. So come. Dine together. Let us celebrate this abundant love of God and then go out and be vocational workers for the kingdom in wherever you are located in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, for sure, we're not one.
trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world. Let us pray for the needs of all creation. Shepherding God, draw all people to yourself and lead them in paths of righteousness. Embolden your church to enter the valleys of the world and guide us beside the still waters of your grace. We pray for military and prison chaplains serving near and far. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Creator God, by the resurrection of your Son, show us your steadfast love and instruct our hearts in your ways. Help us to revere and protect the wonders of your creation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Righteous Judge, strengthen and uphold those who work for justice and advocate for human rights. Bring an end to oppression and save us from the temptation of violence or vengeance. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Great Physician, walk with those who are grieving and anoint those who are ill or injured, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Jill, Bran, Steve, Cassie, Jerry Ann, Kylie, Ben, Sabina, Sandy, Barbara, Kenny. We pray for our Hope Team family, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence. For victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world. And also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Restore them to health of body, mind, and spirit. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Good Shepherd, continually seek us out as lambs of your flock and form us into a community where all are honored and cared for. Spread a feast before us and fill our cups to overflowing. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Living God, we praise you for the saints who have died in faith and now dwell in your love. At our end, bring us with them to our heavenly home. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
tonight, invite us all to come back together and to please rise for our offering. A glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And friends, I just want to pause one moment. I forgot that we were going to do this today as I woke up this morning. But I do, we have been working hard, and it's been a long dream of many of us, that we would return to actually having bread. And it had to be a gluten-free bread because it has to be a loaf we can all share. I believe we have perfected the process, and so hopefully from this Sunday on out, we will have one loaf. And the symbolism should be right here. We are all part of one body of Christ. No matter how many times that bread is broken and divided, it is yet one loaf. And friends, there'll be no more needing this or that. It will be one loaf that we will come and eat together. So with that being said, let us enter into the great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We're remembering, therefore, his command. We give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and the Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we, and all who share in the body and blood of Christ, may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all are invited forward. The door is open. All may come, and all means all, which means all. And that means all. You are all welcome. That is everybody. In a moment, the ushers will come and we'll start on this side and then go to that side, and we invite you to fill in our communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion either standing or kneeling. Just extend your hand and the gluten-free bread will be given to you. And then when the wine comes around, reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to receive a blessing, you may do that too, and just come with your arms crossed, and I will say a prayer over you. It is also the last Sunday of the month, so Deaconess Sabina will be by our baptismal font for anyone wanting prayer and anointing of oil. So you can receive communion and circle in the back, or if you want to start on this side, because this side is going to go however you want to. If you want a prayer, go to the baptismal font. Come forward to the communion rail. You are invited also to do both. Now, friends, the table is set. Let us all come. Amen.
Love, 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 love
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nation. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Friends, we pause now just for some announcements, and it's a doozy of an announcement list. Hold on. But first, with the new communion practice, we want to invite everyone. This is a loaf of bread made to be eaten by the community, and what is left over from our celebration together has been taken out to the table for our fellowship after. Please take. Also, we want to highlight that our bulletins are going to look differently next week. We are trying to work on a way to reduce, recycle, and reuse, and so we're going to reuse a huge chunk of our bulletin. So the formats, the middle part is going to look the same, the outside parts are going to look a little different. So just be prepared when you come in next week. We'll walk through that with you. We have a full week of events. If you want to be part of book club, Tuesday and Thursday. We also have olden evening prayer at 7. We're participating in Olden Around the Cross, a worldwide event. There is no supper associated with this olden prayer. So you're invited to come at 6, but no one will be here. You're still welcome. But come at 7 for olden. And then a special announcement. We have our youth symphony later today, so we're calling all able-bodied folk to help clear the area after service to get ready for the youth symphony. And a special, special reminder for all our church council members, it's Council Sunday, so you're not free to go after service. Let's prepare ourselves. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God Almighty, who is the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, and the Spirit, our advocate and peace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.